Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, where, before we get into the Freddie Freeman situation here, just think about this for a second, all right? We talk a lot about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and who won the breakup, and you know, there went Brady to go win Super Bowls, and here's Belichick trying to stay a great coach and build the Patriots up. And the first year without Tom Brady was terrible. The second year was okay. You know, look, Mac Jones was okay. Doesn't look like the Patriots are building a juggernaut to compete with everybody. Oh. Look, Belichick's a great coach, but they're struggling. And when we look at who the winner of the war is right now, it's Tom Brady. Looking at things, it's kind of the same, but how much has the genius of Greg Popovich taken a hit in the last few years, right? Because once you got to 2016 and Tim Duncan retired, what has happened with San Antonio? They traded Kawhi Leonard. You know, Manu Ginobili retired, right? Tony Parker left. They traded DeMar DeRozan, who's turned into a really good player in his early 30s again. And now today they traded DeJounte Murray, who was their all-star.
And you cut LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right. You've done all of these things. And this is, you know, the genius, Greg Popovich, that was a great head coach for a long time. Five championships. How much of this can you say, boy, he had Tim Duncan? He had the big fundamental. How much can you say now? Well, maybe Tim Duncan was the guy, and he was more responsible than here's the system what Greg Popovich has built. Because what we've seen is he's not been able to get along with stars, and he's not been able to utilize stars to make his team better, right? Good DeMar DeRozan, who was an MVP guy for the first half of last year. He had a two-week span where he had a game-winning shot in like seven consecutive games, right? And here's DeJounte Murray. No, couldn't win with him. Couldn't win there. Couldn't get along with Kawhi Leonard. Had to wind up trading him away. Still has not been able to make that trade into something big. You've brought in star players, and you've said goodbye to star players, and where are you? So you talk about a guy whose reputation has taken a hit. It's Greg Popovich. I mean, look, they trade DeJounte Murray today. It's, all right, well, hasn't worked. Popovich is going to build. No, this has been 6 years of the Spurs continuing to reload and rebuild, and you are not seeing them at the level they should be at. If Bill Belichick gets a lot of flack for not being able to turn the Patriots into a good team, maybe it was Tom Brady, you could say the same thing for Greg Popovich and the Spurs.
Yeah, I got no argument with that. I mean, certainly you had a convergence of events and, you know, continuity and consistency when it comes to the coaching and your star players, right? We talk about it all the time. You and I talk about it Monday through Friday. It's certainly a mainstay in talking points in a lot of issues that I do with Bucky Brooks on Sundays, Jason. It's like if you've got an stability in your front office, coaching staff, and then a nucleus of players that isn't trading out, don't miss significant time due to injury, you're more than likely to have some run of success. Does it mean you win titles? Maybe, maybe not. But you certainly are in the mix. And for the Spurs, everything coalesced. And obviously, Tim Duncan is a guy whose name gets debated a bunch, right? With Steph Curry winning his fourth title, Duncan was one of the guys. All right, if you're doing your top 10 or 15, let's go. Poll question. Who goes out? Is it Tim Duncan? Is it, and insert, you know, Kobe's name comes up, Shaq's name comes up. People start trying to figure out who the odd man out, and Duncan's always going to be included because, well, he wasn't very exciting to people. People kind of denigrate what the Spurs were. Were they great basketball to watch if you were a fan looking for high-flying action? No. Were they great for television ratings? Hell no. But they had consistency, and they had a guy who goes down, at least from my eyes of what I've watched in my 40-plus years here on this earth, one of the greatest players and consistent players that we've seen. And so for Greg Popovich, yeah, you're trying to go into that next spot. And, you know, much like we've surmised, and you know, I think part of it is the truth serum for Coach K, obviously age, but walking away from Duke. And then you're looking at other retirements, right? When we look at different movements in college football and college basketball, that maybe the NIL and the changing of all of those rules, you know what? It's a different world, right? Jay Wright walking away this year. How much of that? He wasn't a big believer in the change of structure and adding in all sorts of elements of and variables, right? He liked consistency. So when we look at Popovich, maybe the more player agency becomes an issue, and I mean an issue in a positive way, right? Guys are deciding what they want to do for their futures, free agency, or in the occasional, hey, I just want out of here. This isn't working for me. And I know the fans in that local market, the media, they're going to be mad, betrayed, whatever. But the reality is everybody else has agency in your job if you want to go do something else. Might have to negotiate a buyout or something, depending on how your work is structured, but you're going to be able to move. Likewise, maybe for Greg Popovich, this era, especially when you look at the players who were either traded, released, whatever, they were guys that were starting to talk. We've talked about that with Bill Belichick the same way, right? And how as soon as guys left, I mean, Rob Gronkowski and Brady and some of their stuff and talking about their time in New England, Edelman, go on down the line, talk about where, you know, the no fun league extended into the locker room, successful, winning, but also stressful and a whole other thing that, you know, once you see the other side, whether it's retirement or another team, maybe it's like, well, maybe that's not the best, you know, not the way that has to go. And I wonder if Popovich is feeling some of that. So yeah, he put him in the same bucket with Belichick in that regard.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So just something to think about there for Greg Popovich when we talk about the genius of Pop. Yeah, maybe it's the genius of Tim Duncan. Just think about that for a second.
System coach.
Now, I can't do any interviews in San Antonio again. I can't do it.
I just thought it was funny. I just did the summary statement for you there.
Oh, hey, you know what? I actually have a great story about the San Antonio Spurs. I'll tell it. Yes, it's a great story.
Is it Charles Barkley-like?
No.
Get a fight with people?
No. It's a great story. Well, it may be a Draymond Green, Charles Barkley story where I wind up fighting with people. Let's get to this here for a couple minutes. We have Rick Bucher coming up in a bit, who's going to help us get set for everything going on in free agency, Jalen Brunson and James Harden and DeJounte Murray. A big story out of Major League Baseball today. Doug Gottlieb here on Fox Sports Radio earlier today tweeted out that Casey Close, agent for Freddie Freeman, never presented Freddie Freeman with the final offer from the Braves last season before Freddie Freeman left for the Dodgers. This has been a big story the past few days because of Freddie Freeman's crying press conference in Atlanta and Clayton Kershaw saying, hey, I hope he likes us. Hey, Freddie, you play for us now. And Freddie Freeman had to fire his representation and look for new people, is looking for new agents to help him going forward. Now, since this was reported earlier today, now Molly Knight reporting that Casey Close, the agent in question, just released a statement to Tom Verducci saying that there is no truth to that story and that he would testify to it under oath that he didn't replace or that he didn't report the final contract offer of the Braves to Freddie Freeman. So now this is something that's going to be looked into and adjudicated. We have more steps coming with the report that Doug had earlier today. And now here's Casey Close saying, no, I didn't do that. The bottom line is this. This Freddie Freeman story is an absolute disaster for the Dodgers. Right? It's one thing to come back and be teary-eyed, hey, it's a press conference, but now you know he didn't want to leave, and you wonder how happy is he being a Dodger. Right, because Clayton Kershaw wouldn't say anything unless he felt he had to. Clayton Kershaw's not going to get involved in daily minutia, everyday stuff like this. But for him to say, hey, we hope Freddie likes it here, because you could tell Freddie Freeman's on that Braves hangover, and he never wanted to leave. So if everybody's given it, now that Freddie Freeman doesn't have representation, I can help Freddie Freeman with what the next step should be. Because like I said, this is a disaster for Freeman and the Dodgers right now. I would tell Freddie, dude, suck it up, smile, have a press conference, tell everybody you love being a Los Angeles Dodger. Decisions have consequences. In the end, you could have gone back to Atlanta because they did have an offer on the table that we know you knew about. It wasn't what you wanted, but if you wanted to go back and take $145 million instead of $165 million, you could have done that. You didn't do it. You went, okay? Suck it up. Tell everybody how happy you are to be a Dodger and go forward, because this is what you should be doing, because decisions have consequences. I'm going to say it again because that's a thing. Nobody told you, oh, you got to do this. This is where you could have made a different decision if you wanted to. But right now, what you have to fix is the perception that you're only playing with the Dodgers because you got to go out there and tell everybody, I am happy to be here. I love my team. I love my teammates. Maybe it's one of those things where you talk right before a game or on an off day, but you make sure people know how happy you are to be a Los Angeles Dodger. Put this thing to bed and move on, because right now he's like, I feel like he's like Wesley Snipes' character from The Fan, who signed a free agent deal with the Giants but wasn't hitting, so he wore his Braves jersey under his Giants jersey for good luck.
Hey, like, Bobby!
Is Freddie Freeman wearing his Braves jersey under his Dodgers jersey just to hit well? Yeah, you got a home run tonight. I mean, I wonder, Freddie, take that jersey off. Are you wearing a Braves jersey under? Yeah, you have to fix this and suck it up and smile. That's what I would tell Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I think, for those that missed it, when this first came up on Friday and we discussed it, one of the big talking points, at least, I tried to bang the drum out with Clayton Kershaw's, number one, he normally doesn't inject himself into things that he doesn't have to deal with, right? So being asked by the AJC about the Freddie Freeman, he could have said that first line, hey, obviously meant a lot, means a lot to them, they mean a lot to him, and could have left it at that. But the fact that he decided, you know what, I'm putting it out there. Let's put that out there. That was kind of interesting from when we look at Clayton Kershaw's career as a whole, right? Because he showed a little bit of emotion when he helped to unveil Sandy Koufax's statue outside Dodger Stadium. But otherwise, he's generally a guy who's pretty quiet, goes about his business. I mean, he does interviews and is good with his time and everything, but normally doesn't delve too deep into things outside of his regular routine and where the team is in the moment. So that was kind of interesting. As related to the rest of this, yeah, for Freddie Freeman, you had the full weekend. Statement, Plaschke, our guy from the LA Times, and our friend here on the show, whoever it's got to be with, sit down and talk about how great the clubhouse has been. And at this point, you can lie. But just you have lie. To have the statement.
Hey, me and Clayton are great friends. I never talk to that. Doesn't matter.
But I don't mean that in Clayton, but but it could be. But just in general, the idea of coming to Los Angeles, what it's meant. And obviously, you know what? Just say, look, I had a great time in Atlanta. It's done. And I have to accept that and move on. And put it out there as just show your humanity, which you did with crying, but then it dragged on. And whatever the truth is and how negotiations broke down, something was missing. Something in the discussions was lost in translation. Years, dollars, this guy said this, this guy said that. Whatever that truth is, I don't know. Unless we get full transcripts, we're never going to know. But the reality is you got a guy who's in the middle of a season. And look, he hit well this past week, but still clearly his psyche is a bit damaged from what went down. So, but someone's got to be in that clubhouse, whether it's Dave Roberts, someone else, to just say, you know what, we need to move past this and be done with this and get out in front of the good people of Los Angeles to put this to rest once and for all.
Freddie, got to do it, Freddie.
Well, because the All-Star game's coming here. What
I
are you going to get?
I know.
Freddie Freeman's third amongst first basemen.
Dude, you signed a big contract here, man. This is your team now. I'm sorry. This is your team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
True.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations. They do apply. Well, joining us now on the hotline for a big free agency primer, Fox Sports 1 NBA Insider on the Ball podcast. He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. It is Rick Bucher. And I say to you, Rick Bucher, Knicks, yo, here we come.
It begins again, Rick.
Here we come, and there we go.
You know, I have this, look, everything is pointing towards the Knicks landing Jalen Brunson, one of the big prizes in free agency, right?
Yep.
Every day it's happening. There's nothing out of Dallas. It's the relationship that the Knicks have had with Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson for a long time. It's a fait accompli, which makes me think it's not going to happen. And something is and it's going to be the most embarrassing Knicks headline of the last decade, that a guy they made trades for, that they went all in for to go sign, is going to wind up playing someplace else.
That's not my fear. My fear is that they actually get him. And they get in.
Oh,
for the
come
price
on, man. Come on, Rick.
Wow. Yeah. I celebrated the Hell in a Cell Mankind and Undertaker anniversary yesterday, Rick. You just topped it.
Well, I do what I can.
Nicely done, man.
Look, that's why you guys allow me to be on your show on a weekly basis. I have to bring it. I have to bring it in a new and different way. No, this is the issue, and we see this time and again. You can sell me on all the things that Jalen Brunson can bring to the Knicks. Is Jalen Brunson going to change the Knicks' fortunes? Based on what you are paying him, he has to be darn near a franchise changer. He has to be a pivotal player. Now, I love Jalen Brunson. I love everything about Jalen Brunson. I think he's a gritty, tough player. But he's in that Fred VanVleet camp of gritty, undersized, tough, mentally tough point guards who don't necessarily draw double teams or force a team to really change how it defends you. And so, look, I think it hurts the Dallas Mavericks in a big way because I thought he was a great accompaniment to Luka Doncic. But having him stand alone with the New York Knicks, unless you're looking and you're telling me, well, R.J. Barrett or Julius Randle or some other element with them is going to be, not Luka Doncic, but is going to be a star of the magnitude of Brunson or better, now I'm paying attention because now I have a point guard who can distribute and get everybody involved and all of that. But it's always about, in free agency, it's not just about getting the guy. It's what it costs you to get the guy. And they cleared a number of – look, Nerlens Noel was a very useful player last year. Alec Burks had his moments. Like, they lost a couple of players that were contributing pieces in order to make room for Brunson. And now you're paying him where it ultimately is going to cost you some other pieces down the line. Can you afford them? That's my concern, is that It so fits with Tibbs, and they so need a point guard, and Brunson's the best available out there, that they're going to end up spending way too much in assets, in pure cash, and that Brunson's not going to be able to live up to it. And then we know how that plays in Madison Square Garden. We know how that plays with Knicks fans. Never well. And that is my concern. That's why I honestly, if they didn't get him, based on what they want to spend on him, what they've already spent on him, I'm more concerned about that than them not getting him.
There you go. There's your Knicks. It had to happen. And Rick's the guy to come in and kind of pat you on the back and tell you straight while making you feel good about bad news. Okay, now, moving on with opt-ins, opt-outs, and shuffling of money. And then we have James Harden today saying, you know what, I want to win. I want to do this for the good of the team. And I, in our first hour, Rick, I said, hey, I'll grab some popcorn and sit back and watch it. Yep. Do I believe in his heart of hearts he's changed? Nah, well, not really. But it'll be a fun experiment to see come to fruition what Doc Rivers can do with that squad.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, do I believe that Harden opted out in order to save the team money? I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not,
he's a team guy now, Rick. He's a team. He's completely turned over a new leaf now. Of course, that's what he's doing.
He's not that guy from the podium in Houston at all.
And you know what? I just got a call. Jalen Brunson just grew 6 inches. And James Harden is a team guy. So I changed my feelings about everything. No, look, it's going to benefit him in the long run. What scares me a little bit is if you opt out and then you're going to sign a team-friendly deal, but you're signing a long-term deal, what do you know about your physical situation that prompts you to say, you know what, I need to have guaranteed money? And I would assure you that whatever deal he signs is going to be worth more than the money he would get on a one-year deal. And so this is Harden, I mean, look, it does give the Philadelphia 76ers a little more flexibility for sure, but I would also think that it gives him a little more security because as we've seen over the last couple of years, he has a hard time staying healthy. And what is a guy when he knows where his body is, and that may be the case, let me load up now, let me load up one more time because I don't know that a year from now that he would be able to get the same kind of deal that he's getting right now. So I think he's being very shrewd. I do think it works in the Philadelphia 76ers' favor to a certain extent. I just don't know that it's enough that it's going to change their fortunes dramatically because Harden is still at the heart of this team. And who is your leader? Okay, if it's Joel Embiid, can Joel Embiid hold James Harden accountable in the way that Kevin Durant did not and has not held Kyrie Irving accountable? See, that this whole thing about I love playing with this guy, I'm open and all that stuff, that's all well and good. But what makes the Warriors special is that Steph, Draymond, and Klay all hold each other accountable, and they hold the rest of the team accountable as a result. That's what made the Boston Celtics different is when Marcus Smart held Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown accountable, and they wind up in the finals. You never have to worry about accountability in Miami. That comes down from the top, and that's why you get a guy like Jimmy Butler. So that's my real question. As we move these pieces around, how does it change the structure, the leadership structure of these teams that have shown leadership flaws? And whatever Harden does with his contract, I don't know that it changes the intrinsic dynamic or lack of leadership that the Philadelphia 76ers have. I would hope that Embiid would get to a point where he would say, look, I just want to win, and I need everybody to be committed to this deal and holds them accountable. But I haven't seen it yet, and some guys just don't have it within their temperament to do it, and that's what concerns me, regardless of what James Harden does with his contract.
Rick Bucher, our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, the third big news of the day, DeJounte Murray, I feel like the Hawks stole him. Danilo Gallinari, 3 first-round picks, and you're talking about a 25-year-old all-star that you're going to team up with Trae Young. How much do you like this deal for Atlanta?
I'm okay with it. This is what makes me nervous with San Antonio, is that they always create value with players. And one thing or another, it's, are you going to get the same player that they had? And if they're moving off of a DeJounte Murray at this point in his career, at 25, just becoming an all-star, it says to me that they don't believe that he's this cornerstone piece. So let us go get a bunch of first-round picks to continue to try to get it. Or either that, or they were concerned that he was going to stay there, that they could keep him there at the price point that they wanted, because that's one of the other smart things San Antonio does, is that they don't, unlike the Knicks, they don't overpay for players. They'll move them before they have to overpay for them. And the beauty of the Knicks is it's not even with their own players that they overpay, although Julius Randle says thank you very much. They'll even go and get somebody else's player and overpay him.
All right, listen, let's just focus on DeJounte Murray, okay?
Let's
focus on that, okay?
The Knicks are like what the Knicks do is like a magnet. It's just, you want to get away from it, and then it's like a car crash. You're fascinated. You know you shouldn't look. You know you shouldn't pay attention to it, but you just can't help because, you know, there's that carnage. It's that sick human twisted element in all of us. Like, oh, my God, did you see that? Oh, that's horrible. The Knicks did what? Yeah. So, look, the problem I see with the Hawks, or what I saw last year, is not talent. It's chemistry. There's a chemistry element missing there. Now, I do think that DeJounte will help them in terms of their defense, certainly. But three first-round picks for DeJounte Murray, first-time All-Star. I don't know. I'm not looking at it like it was a Hawks steal by any means. And I'm still wondering, like, the Trae Young. Look, this is what I've heard with the whole chemistry there. Trae Young takes a lot of shots, does a lot offensively. They appreciate that. They don't appreciate that he doesn't play a whole lot of defense. And there's guys on that team who can score, like Bogdanović, who's like, I'd like a few more shots because I put a little more effort in on the defensive end. And it's one of the reasons why they feel that they need to move John Collins, because he doesn't see all the touches that he wants. So adding DeJounte Murray, I don't know whether it's the panacea that everybody is portraying it as, because it's one more guy who's going to expect to have the ball in his hands. And again, this is what when the Spurs, where they are right now, sort of in a rebuilding mode, move off of a 25-year-old first-time All-Star, I'm like, what do they know that they're not telling anybody else? Because I don't know about you guys, but that just seems like an odd move, especially since the advertisement was they wanted somebody, like they wanted a big-time player back in exchange, and they didn't get that. They got futures. So
yeah, Rick,
there was something that was pushing them to get off of DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, I mean, obviously maybe something comes out in the wash, but something Jason and I were talking about earlier, Rick, was just, you know, where are you at with Pop in the organization given the last 5 years? Right,
yeah.
10th place, 10th place, 11th place, couple 7th place finishes with losses in the first round, 3 straight non-qualifiers, and now you trade away a guy who at least looked to be a piece, and maybe there's a big backstory you'll uncover for us. But in the interim, it's, all right, with Popovich, is it still in Pop we trust?
In God We Trust is on the penny, and it's minted into the penny. And that's sort of where Pop is right now. Like, he's minted into the San Antonio Spurs. Where there's no judging. Like, Pop gets to decide when he's going to leave. And, yes, I mean, in some ways, we were really spoiled. Like, San Antonio, for decades, played well above their weight. Their consistent success, the players that they were able to acquire, like, what they were accomplishing normally does not happen in a market with a team like San Antonio. And now you're left sort of with the Pop mindset, which is we run the show and you follow us. I mean, it's a little bit like Salt Lake City, and like they just have a way of, this is the way our organization operates, and you can either operate the way we operate or you need to go someplace else. But nobody here is bigger than the team. And it's really difficult to attract stars when you have that approach. But because of what Greg Popovich has given them over the last 20 years, he gets a free ride there as long as he wants it. I just don't see any way, anyhow, that at any point they may have a conversation, hey, Pop, might be time, but it's still going to be left to Greg Popovich to decide when he goes, regardless of how many consecutive trips to the lottery they make.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Fox Sports 1 NBA Insider. Check out his On the Ball podcast. And a special one that's going to be a daily one about the Knicks. It's going to be a 3-hour podcast. It's going to be him and Draymond Green talking just about the Knicks every single day.
Well, you know, it could be that. It could be that. I have a feeling you will not be listening to that podcast.
No, that'll be something where I will let you wrap it up for me, and then yes. I'll go on from there. Yeah,
that's what I'll do. I'll come on and let you know. I'll give you the highlight every week.
Rick,
what's the 3 hours?
Rick, did I need to listen? Oh, no, you did not need to listen this week. Okay, great. Thank you.
In fact, please, you better not listen. It would be best for your health not to listen.
Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. You got it.
See you, Rick.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Purple Rain! Purple Rain!
You know, Tyshirt, when you die of a lack of protein sometime in your early 30s, you're going to go to hell. And your hell is going to be me playing the least favorite song that you hate the most. And I'm going to play it over and over, and you have to just listen to it. And every time you listen to it, it's going to feel like you're hearing it for the first time.
Joke's on you. I don't like, I don't dislike any song.
I wish you weren't such a liar.
Could have been worse.
I mean, you're not Belichick where you hate everything.
He could have played Running Up That Hill, so I guess we're okay.
Now you spoke it into existence for at least 5 minutes from
it's
now.
It's too fast. He can't find it that fast. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Big news in the NBA today. We're continuing to roll through, and guys are opting out of deals and hoping to opt back in. And one name that's a big name today was Bradley Beal, who declined his $36 million option with the Wizards. Now, wait a minute. Beal has talked about wanting to be a Wizard. He's also not happy with the team. So, wait, what is this? Why is he opting out? Is he actually leaving? Is he going to sign a 5-year max deal, which he can do, because those are the two choices? Hey, he's opting out to sign a 5-year max deal, or he's opting out to go someplace else. Luckily, I can tell you exactly what this is and what's happening right now with Bradley Beal.
Teach me like I'm five.
Tell me like I'm five. This is Bradley Beal telling the Wizards, hey, so I'm going to opt out, but I'm going to re-sign, right? We're going to do the 5-year max. Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, so Bradley, you want to do that the first day of free agency? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, I got a busy day. I'm going to the beach, and then I'm going out to lunch with my family. But, you know, a few hours after free agency opens, I'll call you, and we'll figure it out. Okay, Bradley, Greg, yeah. So I'll call you, Bradley. And then it's going to go on first day of free agency, and the team is going to start calling him, and they're going to start calling his agent, and they're going to, I can't get in touch with him. You know, he's at the beach, he's somewhere else. And then either one of two things is going to happen. Bradley Beal is going to call back, and he's going to go, hey, yeah, sorry, I've been out of pocket all day. But I'm ready, yeah, send the paperwork over, and I'm ready to sign. Or he's going to call and say, yeah, you know, when I told you this the other day, I was all set, ready to go, you know, the 5-year max. But before I could call you and tell you, I got a phone call from Team X, and I think I'm going to go with them because they're offering me a lot of money and I can make it up in other places. So, yeah, sorry, I'm going to go. This is Bradley Beal completely playing both sides of the coin, where it's going to be, I'll resign unless I get a better offer. Why can't we get in touch with you on the first day of free agency? I don't know. I'm gone. This is all it is. Bradley Beal will go back if he doesn't have a better offer. That's all that's going on right now, because if he was going to opt in and go back, he would have said that. He would have said, nope, I'm signing the long-term max, and that's what's going to happen. He's just doing this because he knows no matter where he goes, he's going to get paid more than just the $36 million for this year. He's either going to get the max with the Wizards, or he's going to be able to get paid someplace else where he wants to go, where he wants to play more. That's all that's happening right now. This is not he's going. This is not he's definitely leaving. This is, hey, we're going to figure things out very quickly, and I can do either one. This is not free agency where a guy chooses free agency and he's gone, or, hey, I'm doing this specifically so I can stay. I'm going to opt out. You send me that paperwork right away. No, he's simply going to wait and see how the very beginning of free agency goes and sees if teams, Knicks, call him to say, hey, what would you think to doing about coming here and playing basketball here for the next 4 years?
Now, this is off of FoxSports.com, Fox Bet. This was from the 24th, so predicting, hey, this is where it's going to end. So the favorite are the Wizards and a return. Next, the Heat, Lakers, Hawks, Celtics, or other. So Wizards the favorite, Heat bet 10 to win 65, Lakers bet 10 to win 75, Hawks 10 to win 100, Celtics 10 to win 120, and then any other team 10 to win 100. Now, the Lakers is always just the pie in the sky. You want to come play for $6 million? We could make that happen for this year. The Hawks probably, well, not anymore. And then the others, yeah, I would think eventually you go home, but you want to at least be courted for a minute.
That's all. People just want to be loved. I just want
to
be loved.
He wants
for a
to know how
bit.
Much he's loved. Yeah.
Just love me for his. For just
and if he doesn't see the love elsewhere,
no,
he'll come back to home, even if it's not what he really loves.
Twitter at AlBatafresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, an NBA story that's got me scared out of my mind. It's next right here, Fox.
Kyrie next.
Stop! Not that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.